भगवद्गीता 2.16 ना सतो विद्यते भावो ना भावो विद्यते सतः भयोरपि दृष्टोंतस् त्वनयोस्तत्वदर्शिभि सो ना असतो दिस इज अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फिलोसॉफिकल वर्स विच गोज फ्रॉम मेयरली एड्रेसिंग द डिफरेंस बिटवीन द बॉडी एंड द सोल to highlighting a fundamental difference between matter and spirit. So, na asato vidyate bhavo. Na bhavo vidyate sataha. So, this is, from the poetic point of view, an example of what is in English called as chiasmus. Now, chiasmus is a figure of speech in which the second part of a sentence involves inversion of the units of the first part. So, for example, John F. Kennedy said, ask not what the nation has done for you, ask what you have done for the nation. So, the nation and you are inverted from the second part, from the first part to the second part. So, ask not what the nation has done for you. Your nation comes first, you come second. There it is. Next part, it is, ask what you have done for the nation. So, this inversion is a literary figure of speech called as chiasmus. Now, this is reflected over here. Na sato vidyate bhavo. So, here, asat and bhava are the words which are there in the first line. And then, this is inverted in the second line. Na bhavo vidyate sataha. So, of the... na asato vidyate bhavo means that asat. So, of course... the word is slightly changed. That is just for grammatical purposes to ensure that the meaning is maintained. So, asat. Sat chit ananda. Now, sat has multiple meanings. Sat can mean eternity. Sat can mean also existence. So, in this case, actually, if we just take the meaning to be eternal, na sato vidyate bhavo. A bhavo. Na sato vidyate bhavo. Na bhavo vidyate sataha. So, here, the essential point that Krishna is making is that we all have to observe these two natures and learn about these two natures. Let's look at the concluding verse. Ubhayor api drushto antas. Ubhayor of these two, drushto antas. So, drushta. Now, normally, drushtanta refers to an example. Or a narrative, something used to illustrate. But actually, drushta anta, when it is separated into two words, it refers to the end of vision. So, that means the end of the discussion, that is the conclusion. So, vision is of course used in a more of a sense of understanding than seeing. So, of the drushta anta, the conclusion is what? Tvanayostattvadarshibhi. Who is making this conclusion? It is made by Tattvadarshibhi. So, Tattva is the truth. Darshibhi is those who are seers of the truth. So, those who are seers of the truth have concluded that, what have they concluded? Na asato vidyate bhavo. So, of the asat, there is no bhava. Bhava means endurance. Sat means, it can mean eternity, but it can mean existence also. So, if here the word eternity is used, then it becomes a tautology. Tautology means a meaningless repetition. So, of the eternal, there is no cessation, if we say. Or of the temporary, there is no endurance. Then, it just makes no, it doesn't make so much sense. Temporary means that it doesn't have endurance. Eternal means it doesn't have any cessation. So, there is nothing really asserted very strongly over here in the statement. It's almost like a simple definition of the words temporary and eternal, which is not what Krishna is doing. Krishna is analyzing philosophy, not teaching vocabulary over here. So, the words sata here more appropriately refer not to eternity but to existence. So, of the non-existent, there is no endurance. And నాభావో విద్యతే సతః. ఆఫ్ ది సతః సతః ఆఫ్ ది ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్ దర్ ఇస్ నో సెసేషన్. నౌ ఆఫ్ ది ఇటర్నల్ దర్ ఇస్ నో సెసేషన్. యాజ్ ఐ సెడ్ ఇట్ రిఫర్స్ టు అ టాటాలజీ. బట్ వాట్ ఇస్ ఈదర్ వే వాట్ ఎవర్ వర్డ్స్ వి యూజ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్. ది If you look at the broader context, in the previous verses, Krishna has talked about differentiating between matter and spirit. And in the future verses also, he keeps talking about the difference between matter and spirit. So the essential subject is that, the subject of the difference between matter and spirit. And keeping that in mind helps us to understand what is being talked about over here. So Krishna is saying that matter is temporary and spirit is eternal. So, this is what the seers have learned. This is what those who are tattva-darshivi, those who are seers of the truth, they have concluded this. Na sato vidyate bhavo. This refers to of the non-existent, there is no endurance. Now, in what sense is matter non-existent? Is it in the sense that it really doesn't exist at all? Now, if you see, if I bang my head against a wall, I can't say very well say that the wall doesn't exist. At the very least, the pain as a consequence of my brashness will exist. And that I can say is a reasonable reasonable basis for inferring that something out there exists. And if it looks like the wall and if it feels like I have banged my head against a wall, then I can very well infer that it is a wall over there. So, once one of Prabhupada's disciples tried this out, Prabhupada said this material world is unreal. And then he went and tried to walk through a wall, and all that he got was a bang on the head. When he asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, it's unreal in the sense that it is temporary. Unreal not in the sense that it is non-existent. So, we have to sometimes we have to sometimes redefine terms from the philosophical perspective, and those redefinition of terms may be different, may lead to the terms having meanings different from what are ascribed to them in normal conversational usage. So here, nasato vidyate bhavo, that means the material world is non-existent in the sense that it is temporary. Vidyate bhavo. So of that there is no endurance. So now, it is non-existent from the perspective of eternity. It is like there and gone after some time. And once it is gone, it is almost as if it is not there at all. Just like we have some dreams. And when we are going through those dreams, those dreams seem so real to us. But once we get out, once we wake up, then the dreams have practically no reality left. So we may say it's not like that with our day-to-day life, with the outer world. Yes, it's not exactly like that, but now, we have lived so many lives, and those lives are just, we have had so many names in those lives, and they are all just gone now. There is nothing left of that. Not even a memory left. So we may say, okay, karmic consequences are there. Yes, that is fine. So that's why it's not exactly non-existent, but from the perspective of eternity, from the perspective of the soul's existence, eternal existence, the effect of matter is from the perspective of eternity of no consequence. So it is almost as if non-existent. And na bhavo vidyate satah, that satah of the eternal there is no cessation. So now again, to just give an example, that it of the temporary not having existence, you know, we may have played some cricket match or something in our childhood, and we say we lost that match, or any sport we may have played, and then we lost. At that time it might have been devastating, but now it doesn't matter. You know, we may not even remember it now, and if we remember, we might just be a little embarrassed about it, but that's all. It doesn't matter now. So like that, of the non-existent there is no endurance, of the eternal there is no cessation. So Arjuna, you are a soul, and that is the eternal reality, and that is not going to change. So that which is unchanging needn't distract us from that which is fleeting. So for Arjuna, his identity as a soul and his relationship with the Supreme Soul, which we'll be talking about in the Bhagavad Gita later. But right now, even just as is the identity and nature as the soul, they are eternal realities. They are unchanging realities. And they will lead to an acting according to them, living in the light of the soul's nature, will lead Arjuna to eternal result. Whereas letting himself be distracted by that which is fleeting, that which is non-enduring, that will deprive him, cheat him of that result. So, just as when a person is going on the road, you know, what matters is the road. There may be scenery which is all around the road, which is okay, one can just glance at the scenery. But the scenery is passing, and if one gets too enamored by the scenery and starts veering off course, this is because of the scenery, then the person misses the road and then can't reach the destination. So similarly, whatever happens at the material level is something which is actually peripheral to our core purpose in life. And to the extent we get affected by them, to that extent we get distracted. So the whole point of this philosophical analysis of the eternality of spirit and the ephemerality of matter is to bring about steadiness, persistence and constancy in the Arjuna's spiritual pursuit. And that will be again mentioned as we move forward in the future verses. But this verse emphasizes that matter is temporary, so don't get too excited by it. And this way we see it's a follow-up of Tamsitikshasubharata and Yamhinavithayantete. The impersonalists try to use the word non-existent to mean that actually matter doesn't exist at all. But then that will be a whole different subject. And of course they can't answer the question then where does matter come from and how does spirit come under matter? Two fundamental questions which Mayavad finds it very difficult to answer. But the key point here is Krishna is not talking about non-existent in the absolute sense, because Krishna does talk about Bhishma, Drona existing at least at present. And he talks about, he has himself mentioned that all these kings who are assembled there, they will continue to exist. So they are existing now and they will continue to exist. And we will see that he doesn't reject matter entirely. For we'll see in 7.4, he says matter is his energy. So what comes from the real is real. It is energy and it is also real. So here Krishna is talking about the existent and the non-existent in the sense of their temporary, of their eternality and the ephemerality. Thank you.